Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. By the way, before we get to the Ike Reek Masters update, I did a little research during the break on fried chicken.
I'm still locked in.
The fried chicken market has experienced a robust growth in recent years. It is projected to increase from $6.9 billion in 2024 to $7.37 billion in 2025. Also, Crispy Crunchy Chicken is opening 600 new locations in 2025.
That's some pretty good chicken, bro.
And opened 605 new locations in 2024.
Well, it is pretty good.
It's hard to find, though. I don't know. Yeah. It's such a delicacy.
Chick-fil-A in 2023 had system-wide sales exceeding $21.5 billion. So there you go.
I'm wondering how there are any birds left on this planet.
I know. What the hell is what world are they living in?
Well, they're made in a lab.
Yes.
Mostly.
Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yes. Grossing you
everybody
out.
Wow. Yes, thought of chicken.
Just get pasteurized chicken.
Yeah, cut the beaks off them so they don't peck each other. All right, one more. Let's do it.
Yes. Oh, boy, I tell you, it's been a pretty good day at Augusta. Really has for our opening round.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, sometimes the star power doesn't get to the top of the leaderboard until the weekend.
Yeah.
They're not wasting any time.
No.
They're not wasting any time. Justin Rose, he's on the 18th right now. In a little bit of trouble. Maybe looking to give back a stroke. But you know what? Since the last time we had an update, he's gained 2 strokes. So he's sitting right now at 8 under.
Ike, I was looking at him on FanDuel.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just was so mad.
Did he do it?
Yeah, he's like plus 9,000 too.
I've been thinking about it all day too.
I've been kicking myself.
You've been
all
thinking
day.
About his strokes?
Here's where you...
You want to gain strokes, though, okay. As we learned in the Blue Chew read.
Okay.
Here's where you won't be kicking yourself.
Yes.
Is when he craters tomorrow.
Probably. He's a little old.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't expect him to hold on to this lead
for four days. It's like when Tom Watson was leading the British Open in 2013.
Wow.
He collapsed.
Wow. That's pretty good British Open knowledge by you.
I think it was 2013.
Imagine if you knew that many things about sports.
Well, I do. It's just about baseball. I wrote a book, ringthebellbook.com.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. So I mentioned earlier, Scheffler has finished up his round at 4-under. A big fan favorite, Rory McIlroy. Last time we spoke, he was at 3-under. He's now at 4-under.
Please lower your voice.
You're right. I'm sorry. He's now at 4-under. Just finished up the 14th. He's actually on the 15th, which is the last par 5.
He just missed a big putt.
Is that on the 15th
hole?
Well,
I think it might have been a birdie putt. I don't know. I looked over and he missed a putt. A makeable putt. I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're keeping your eyes on the board as well.
Certain members of the show are very invested in Rory this weekend.
But Ludvig Åberg.
My boy.
Our guy. He's hanging in there. He's actually playing with Rory, I believe.
Oh.
So, yeah, he's gotten up to -2 now. DeChambeau is still at -2. And I'm going to tell you, keep an eye out on Tyrell Hatton this weekend.
Yeah, Tyrell's a tough name.
But here's what I'm telling you. Tyrell Hatton's one of these golfers. Doesn't win a whole lot, but he's always in the hunt.
Is it Tyrell or Tyrell?
It's Tyrell.
Oh, really?
So listen.
Yeah.
There's two of us that watch golf and know the pronunciations.
I just looked him up because I heard Tyrell and I was like,
yeah.
Thought it might be another.
It would be Tyrell if it was.
Yes.
Part of the delegation.
Right. Yes. That's what I needed to look it up.
Kind of sounds like a Game of Thrones character.
I should have known that's where you were.
Well, that's what I was looking.
Like having an Antoine out there. You're right. Like, hold on, Antoine.
Right.
Is that the update?
Oh, yeah. That is the update. I'm sorry.
Breaking news.
The Eagles have signed a wide receiver.
Wow, a wide receiver?
Some guy
Hold on. Who is it?
They have agreed to
Google him right away.
They've agreed to terms with Terrence Marshall Jr., former LSU Tiger, I believe. He was interesting a couple of years ago.
I do remember Terrence Marshall Jr., Carolina, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Was he first or second round pick?
I think he was a high pick. If it wasn't first round, it was definitely second round.
And I think
are there any players left in the bargain bin
that they can find
that the Eagles could possibly sign?
Yeah. And obviously he's a good camp body. I don't even know if he's going to make the team. Right? You bring him in. We're already. Well, we have two young receivers, don't we? Outside
of Johnny Wilson. Johnny
Wilson. Yeah, we got Johnny Wilson, and I'm thinking Anais Smith.
Out.
Well, he was a draft pick, though, right?
No, I know. He was like a fifth, not to discredit the fifth round
pick. I know what you're saying.
He was a later round pick.
Wasn't he hurt most of camp?
He was hurt, yeah.
Hmm. I'm just saying, they bring Marshall in. He was a guy that was a good prospect coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly has not lived up to that, but I don't know if I can blame it on him or the fact that, was he on another team outside of Carolina?
Yeah, he's been on a couple teams. Like he was with the Niners for a little bit.
I didn't even know he was with the Niners.
Yeah. There was some. So he was with the Niners, Raiders, and Panthers.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't think he did much, obviously, with those other teams.
No, because I was about to give him a little bit of a pass and just like, well, he hasn't really played with any good teams. Hasn't really had any good quarterbacks. I think he was there. Was it when the year when Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield were down there?
Yeah, it had to be.
Right? And was that Frank Wright? No, who was the coach got fired before Frank Wright?
Matt Rhule.
Oh yeah, Matt Rhule. Yeah, that's it. I think that was under Matt Rhule.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers.
He reminds me of Reuben Randle,
Reuben Randle. I remember another LSU wide receiver. Yeah.
He was a guy we talked about.
Yeah, he was an Eagle, and we finally got him, and then he was horrible.
Was he in the Ravens, Reuben Randle?
Giants.
Giants. Right.
Was it him and my boy Hakeem Nicks?
Hakeem Nicks.
I love Hakeem Nicks.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply at marks-jewelers.com. Final count here. I'm stuck in Ike, the master's voice here.
There you go.
Should the Phillies put Ranger in the bullpen when he gets back and keep Taiwan in the rotation? 39.8% say yes. 60.2% say no. Newest Foxhole guy, Ralph in L.A. You're on WIP. What's up, Ralph?
Hi, Spike, Ike, and Fritz.
What's up, Ralph?
Love it.
Are we going to do a belly flop competition between DeCamera and Fritzy?
Well, I'd probably crush him in that, yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm all Team Jack, but, I mean, DeCamera's little pot belly. I think
Yeah.
Might get the upper hand on the belly flop competition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He would. I think he would have a belly flop. Now, Jack is a much bigger person than Joe is. But
yeah.
Belly flop, I think Joe has. I can't get out of the Ike voice.
No, I know. You're in the Masters voice.
I can't get
like,
out of the Masters
voice. Pick
it up
voice. A little bit. Yell at someone.
Yeah, what are you... Ralph, yeah, shut up.
Your deal?
Jeez.
That was quick.
Would you wake up
Holy
in there?
Cow. The dagger was not that big a play. All right, sorry. There we go. I'm back, Ralph.
I said, how about we get some Ike juice to wake up over?
Oh, no.
Hey, you must have been drinking that Ike juice.
I had my first drink during the week in 3.5 months or something last night.
Is something going on?
No, I had to do
this. Since the Super Bowl, basically, is what you're saying?
Well, I cut down on any alcohol during the week, and yeah. I feel better. I had a podcast last night. I didn't feel like doing it, so I was like, maybe I'll have a drink, but I feel that I can't do it.
You're a little thrown off today?
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah,
Ralph, real quick, do they have fried chicken sandwiches out in L.A.?
You kidding?
I mean, Popeyes.
Yeah. Well, it seems so rare after listening to the morning show.
They have a pretty famous hot chicken truck out there in L.A.
Ah.
Yeah, my brother talks about it all
the time. And you got Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles out there.
You have Roscoe's out there as well.
Dave's Hot Chicken or something like that?
No, Dave's Hot Chicken's a chain. There's like a truck or something out there that seems to be a big deal. I'll find the name of it. But we're not in L.A., so it doesn't matter. How are you feeling on the Phils?
Not feeling bummed.
No.
No. I know Jackie wants to maybe start another standing ovation, but I think Boom is way far beyond, you know, getting fixed with a standing ovation.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about, like, the new generation, you know, like the little softy generation. He's part of that generation, the poor generation. least when Trey Turner was, you know, in his little funk.
Entitled millennials. Way, way worse than Gen Z.
Who do you think was worse? Yeah. Well, you probably can't recall because you weren't here during that time.
What?
But I'm wondering, Jack, Trey during his slumping time or where Boehm is at now?
Well, I think Boehm's handling it worse.
Well, yeah, definitely. He's definitely handling it worse, yes.
But who do I think better chance of pulling themselves out of it?
No, I'm just saying, who do you think was going through a rougher patch?
Probably Boehm, but at the same time, Trey had the $300 million expectations.
And right. Trey's was longer.
Trey's was definitely longer. And right. I think he was trying to live up, because Bryce was out at the beginning of the year, of I got to be the star now. Right. This team just went to the World Series. So I think he put a lot of extra pressure on themselves.
Ralph, you got for next question today, you got a food you couldn't live without?
Yeah, I'll get to that, but I just want to touch up on one more little thing. I know the bullpen is also struggling.
Sure.
So I'm thinking about maybe why don't we dump Boehm over to the Angels for Kenley Jansen to solidify the bullpen.
Oh, Jansen will be a Philly at some point. There's no doubt about it. He's just cooked enough.
Well, the Angels aren't
he's not even
sellers
that cooked. He's
yet.
Fine. Yeah, the Trout's heating up. They're playing good ball right now, Spike. Yeah.
Not yet, but we have a pretty good track record of dealing players over to the Angels or getting players from the Angels.
Yeah.
I want to bring somebody else back with the pitcher.
You guys and your Trout stuff.
Trout.
Yeah.
Trout fishing.
Yeah. Where are you going to have him play? Center.
are
you going to play
field.
Center?
Yes, sir.
But he's having his best. He's having his revival playing right. You going to make him play center? Oh, is that the trout fishing thing?
He can play left.
What are you going to do with Kepler?
Well, who cares?
Okay.
I'm over Kepler for getting Trouty here.
All right.
Wow.
Well, a child will be hurt within the first 6 weeks of when he's
there
here.
There it is.
No, you're so disgustingly negative.
There it is.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, you guys, nobody liked Positive Spike, so
yeah, you've really brought him back. You have the one thing of bourbon on a Wednesday night, yep. And now you're miserable.
Well, I'm not miserable. It's just like I'm gonna be negative again. Nobody liked Positive.
I know it's been a tough day with the house, but I mean, come on,
it hasn't been bad. Got the gutters finished.
So there you go.
That's good. Yeah.
Oh, this is good. Yeah, yeah. This is good.
All right. What's up, Ralph? You still there?
Yeah, Ralph, give us that food, buddy. Give us that food.
Okay. One thing I can't live without is a little bit of Blue Chew.
Oh, there you go. There
that's
going to
be
go.
The food you can't. Yeah, I'll take it. You don't want that to be the only thing you're living on, though. The food that you can't live without. I mean, geez Louise.
As long as you got a place to go with it.
Yeah, stay away from. I don't need to be in the same room
with
you.
Exactly. I'm not going to be around you.
Yeah. Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up,
speaking
Herb?
Of Blue Chew.
I agree. You should have been over there at 11th and Bigler, 10th and Bigler. They're playing tag football today, the girls and the guys playing the tag, the flag football, what league, whatever they got.
Well, what am I going to do?
Why would Ike have to be there, Herb?
Well, Ike played football.
Ike is a football guy.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Right, right. Yeah. People forget that.
Yeah. I thought you wanted me to play, Herb.
No, I want you to coach. I want you to show these kids. You know what I mean?
Okay. Oh, this is a young group. This is young kids.
I think they're from the high schools and all. They're doing that now.
Okay.
In Philly. I had a game. My home plate umpire actually hears me on your show and other shows.
But mostly on this show, Herb. Mostly on this show.
Tomorrow. He'll probably call in. But anyway, what I want to say is, Marsh and Bohm, just see the ball and hit the ball. I mean, it's
as easy as that. Yeah.
Stop guessing on pitches. Stop thinking you're going to get a curveball and he throws you a fastball and you look stupid at the plate. Just go up there looking for something hard and make the reaction if it's got the spin on it. It's plain and simple, man. This ain't no
rocket science.
Ain't no rocket
science. So you're saying this is what you do. You go up there, you look for something hard, and you stroke it.
Yeah, that's all. That's all you got to do.
It's called a big dose of D.
Easy layup.
See the ball, see the breaks, and that's it.
See the ball, hit the ball.
Yeah.
Get the ball. Get your bat on the ball.
Yep.
I'll be fine. I predict them to win tonight, 7-4.
I'm definitely betting on that.
Tonight, yeah, I'm feeling a loss tonight.
Okay. It's gonna be a tough one. Yeah.
Should I just bet the score 7-4?
Well, take the first five under. I've been trying to tell
Phillies
you.
Yeah, win we're
losing 4-1 tonight. Shut up.
On St. Louis, 7-4.
Okay. What else is going on, Herb?
Same old stuff.
Yeah.
Different day. Yep.
I'll tell you what, it was cold out there today, man. I froze, man. It was rough out there. It felt like 40 degrees with that wind chill.
Wow. Ooh. Have some shrinkage?
Yowzer.
And I even had to wear my coat, my heavy coat that I used for that I would, when I'm on a plate, would have this heavy coat on to go over the,
you were umpiring today, Herb?
Yeah, I had a game. I just told you. 11-3.
Pay attention.
Actually, how'd you do?
The Philadelphia Performing Arts beat Swanson. Swanson up in the Northeast at Red Lion Road, Jack?
No.
Jack doesn't. Okay. He's not from here.
He's not.
They had a left-hander. There was a left-hander. He was throwing pretty good.
Were you behind the plate, Herb, or were you on the bases today?
I was working the bases, Jack.
Did you argue with an umpire? Argue with the coach at all today?
I was up in the day.
I want to know if you got in an argument with a coach.
Yeah,
I didn't argue with one coach. Yeah.
Yeah, he told him to shut up
because it was a stupid thing because I was looking at some runners at third base, and there was a courtesy runner thing where the catcher got first base. And they're making a big thing about that he's got to step on first. So the home plate umpire didn't see it. So they asked me. I said, it's okay. He can. It's okay for him to. He was doing it all game. So.
Wait, who's on first?
That's what I said. Who's on first? What's on second?
The catcher was on first base.
Okay. Well, that seems ridiculous.
Why is he in any catching?
He was up the bat. He got hit. And then he went to first base. It's a dead ball. They wanted, because he didn't step on first yet, and the coach Watson
this
says
not a good one.
He wants to use the courtesy runner.
It's not getting anywhere.
The runner's got to step on first base.
I'm just hoping.
Before you can make that move.
You know?
Yep. I said, okay. I said, let it go.
Yeah.
I'm okaying it to be. I mean, we're out there freezing our.
I don't even know.
It leaps off. Yeah.
I want to get the game over. We're in a.
Well, hold on. You
trying to get out of there before? Hold on.
This was getaway day.
Getaway day.
I want to get the game over. It's the top of the sixth. Okay.
Can I ask? Those kids are out there doing their best, Herb.
Do you think that you're cold?
It's okay for them to do what they did. I say it's okay.
Yeah, because you want to go home. You mean you're getting paid to be out there, Herb?
Jack, I said it was okay.
I know you said it was okay because you want to go home,
Herb.
They've been doing it all game.
Herb.
Two or three times they did it.
Can I ask? Maybe you're cold. You got that high and tight haircut. You don't have any hair on the sides. You're probably cold because you're losing all your heat up top. You got the summer cut a little too early.
Let me tell you, no, that ain't it. I told you 2.5 weeks ago, it was the same team, Performing Arts, and won today. We had that game at Tyconi Charter. It was like 50 mile an hour winds. That's how I got sick.
Oh.
50 mile an hour winds the whole
game. You got sick from the wind?
Yeah, the wind getting
that's
in your
That's not how it works. No.
Nope.
That wind was rough.
But how do you get sick from the wind? It's just wind.
Jack, you get out there, man.
Yeah, shut up.
See if you can do it.
You freaking idiot.
I love you, Herb. I really do.
I love this man.
He acts like it's an easy job, Herb. Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about.
Jack's asking questions about the wind. Of course you got sick from the wind.
Everyone does.
Everything about umpires.
I don't know. No, I'm not an umpires man.
Yeah. Herb, we gotta go because Jack's not even.
You're almost done. Yeah,
Jack's not even doing top five or the Fritz at six tonight.
I'm doing leading off. Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
And then you're just speeding over there to Maxie's?
Yeah.
At Temple? Oh, okay. Well, Jack's got to do leading off. He's right.
Right. Oh, yeah, I'm the only one that doesn't work hard.
Yeah.
Mike Reese, you there, brother?
I'm here, bro. I'm just listening.
Yeah. Who'd you give the shirt to?
I think I saw Rod wearing it today.
No, I'm not talking about Rob. I'm talking about, did you give it? I told you to give it to Trotter.
No, I haven't ran into him yet.
Oh, but you got it at the house.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, it's in the car. Yeah, it's in the car. Yep.
And tell Trotter Sr. I said hello.
Yep. Is it okay?
I thought that's who you meant to give it to. Did you want me to give it to Junior or Senior?
I don't care. Yeah, give it to Junior. He should be able to fit in that.
Can we give him your number?
Of course.
Okay, just want to make sure.
You know he played at St. Joe's Prep. Anybody plays on St. Joe's Prep. You know
all right,
that.
Give him Herb's number.
Like, okay.
When you give him the shirt. All right, we got to get out of here, buddy.
You knew who I saw on TV the other day?
Who?
On NFL. The guy that was the tackle.
Peyton Manning.
Played at Council Rock. That played for the Giants.
Oh, Justin Pugh?
Justin Pugh. He came off the couch to play for the Giants.
T-Rex arms?
I don't know what he's doing now, but I saw an interview with him.
He played 2 years ago when they needed an offensive lineman. He wasn't even playing.
Denver. I think he played in Denver.
No, he played for
the
Giants. He played for the Giants a couple years ago.
He played for the Giants when he got drafted.
Yes, but then he came back and played for the Giants again after he was out of football.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So he's out now, right? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. We got to go, though, Herb.
Well, his father watered the limo. They took care of me very good. Big tips. They when I was with them, wow. He played at Yankee Stadium.
What do they
have? That Kansas State ball.
He's not. I keep telling. We legitimately have to go, though, Herb.
Herb, yeah. Love you, buddy. See you tomorrow.
Love you. Right. Jackson's trying to get us through.
Yes.
At least the first segment of Leading On.
Yeah. I know him.
You Big Daddy Fritz over there. I've seen this whole thing before.
Grinding.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike, we're back. Brother Ike, how you doing? Ike goes through the play-by-play of every inning of last night's game before finally saying, "Holla at your boy." Alex in Lancaster.
It was a longer intro today.
It was.
Yep. We were like, all right, coming up next. Jack almost went to out. Break. Yes. Yeah. What's next?
Ike, I don't think I've actually ever had lobster. Spike, growing up, lobster was my everyday after-school snack. Yeah. Mark and Modco.
Yeah. I brushed my teeth with lobster when I was younger. Man. We had lobster shoelaces. Everything was made of lobster and gold. What's next?
Great next question today, boys. The food I could never give up is tofu. Deep-fried tofu, stir-fried tofu, caramelized tofu, and on and on and on. Nobody knows tofu like I do. Battle in the studio.
There we go. Little self-effacing humor.
There we go.
Good job, Battle, for once. What's next?
Mac and cheese is a great answer by Corey. I bet Jack puts raisins in his mac and cheese. Chuck, still taking racial shots at Jack.
No, I didn't get that one. But I thought you guys might react to it in a good way. I didn't understand it.
Did you really not?
No.
Because it would be like a really white thing to do to put raisins in the mac and cheese. Okay. Yeah.
That's like I put grape in my chicken salad.
What's next?
Really getting a workout from Jerry the Truckhorn guy and Mike Mayock this week. The dump button.
Probably the only thing those two guys share is that they both cursed on the air this week. Oh my God, raisins and the mac and cheese. Oh, that's so absurd. All right. Man, well, we'll be back with you tomorrow at
Don't
Chickies
put
and Pete's.
Raisins and mac and cheese.
Yes.
Potato salad.
Right. Yes.
Or anything for that matter.
Put raisins in your bran.
Right. Yeah.
That's about
cereal.
It. We'll be back with you tomorrow. We'll be at Chickies and Pete's. Fritz is up next with Leading Off. Thank you so much for listening to us today. We love you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.